the UN staff 1% for Development members commit to giving a certain portion of their salary per month to a fund that then gives microgrants to get community projects, development projects started in developing countries all around the world.
So how much money are we talking about? Can you give as little as a dollar a month from your salary?
Well, or? $10 is minimum. So $10 donation is fine because the consistency is really important for us. Some people give up to 1% of their salaries, but so I would say that there's a range of what people give. Some people give $50 a month, $20 a month, $10 a month.
And through these smaller donations, yet consistent donations, how much have you been able to raise over the years, roughly?
Oh, I think in the last 12 years, probably we've been able to fund about 100 projects and maybe something like $500,000 in donations, 1% donations. And then that also will contribute maybe to giving grants to some of our previous development projects. So probably all in all, we've funded maybe 150 development projects. And these range from a village library in Uganda, which I had a chance to visit, and I saw firsthand how it was really transforming people's lives with mother-child reading programs and space for women's groups and teaching people to read who had been illiterate, and it really transformed their whole vision of life and what they were able to do. I also had the chance to visit a cultural center in Haiti in a neighborhood that was very, very much affected by the earthquake. It was a cultural center for young people that had a children's library, showed films, even had some exercise, martial arts classes, computer training. And what really strikes me is how very much can be done with so little in so many parts of the world. The village library in Uganda was started with a $3,000 grant. The building was actually built with a grant of just $3,000.
How are these projects chosen?
We have a whole set of criteria, and the project proposals have to meet that criteria. First of all, I should say that none of our grants are larger than $7,000. So these really are micro grants. But again, you can do a lot with a little in so many parts of the world. And most of all, the projects have to show that they can be self-sustaining once they get started. Once we give them the grant, there is a plan in place for a development project that can just keep itself going and sustain itself. What we cannot do is give a grant every year to the same projects. We don't fund one project more than two times. And it has to show that it is succeeding and it's doing what it intended to do.
Okay, so after the training wheels come off, they have to keep going,
yes,
so to
speak.
Yes, it has
to keep going.
You've been a member of the 1% Fund since 1992. Tell me why you're so passionate about it.
I guess, you know, when I first became a full-time staff member at the UN, I decided that was one of the first things I wanted to do was to join the 1% Fund and to just to give a little extra and to have a more personal relationship to the whole question of development. And I think because these projects have to be initiated by local people in the communities, so the ideas really come from them. And I think that's an idea that's very, very important. And going on mission for the UN, which was part of my job, I sometimes got an opportunity to see firsthand how these projects were working, and I was so moved by how people's lives were transformed.
During these tough economic times, we've seen a lot of donor fatigue. How does the 1% Fund combat that?
That is a problem. People are worried these days about their own economic situation, but you know, this is a world that we all share. And you know, maybe for the price of what we pay for to get some coffee from Starbucks, you know, every week, this money could go a very, very long way toward helping development all around the world. And I think the great thing about UN staff is that they realize that we're all in this together, and they realize a certain responsibility to reach out and to make life better. And sometimes we want to have a more personal relationship with that. And this is a way for us to do it.